Chapter 3. What is God's purpose for humans? Paragraph 1. Question. What is God's purpose for humans? God has a wonderful purpose for humans. He created the first man and woman, Adam and Eve, to live in a beautiful garden. His purpose was for them to have children, to make the whole earth a paradise, and to take care of the animals.
Endnote 6. Jehovah's purpose for the earth. Jehovah created the earth to be a paradise home for humans who love him. His purpose has not changed. Soon, God will remove wickedness and give his people everlasting life. End of endnote.
Paragraph 2, question A. How do we know that God will do what he has purposed? Question B. What does the Bible say about living forever? Do you think that we will ever live in a paradise? Jehovah tells us, I have purposed it, and I will also carry it out. Isaiah 46:9-11. Yes, he will do what he has purposed, and nothing will stop him. Jehovah says that he created the earth for a reason. He did not create it simply for nothing. Isaiah 45:18. He wants people to live all over the earth. What kind of people does God want to live here, and for how long? The Bible says, the righteous or obedient will possess the earth, and they will live forever on it. Psalm 37:29. Paragraph 3, question. Since humans get sick and die, what might you ask? But today, people get sick and die. In many places, they fight and kill one another. Surely this is not what God purposed. So, what happened, and why? Only the Bible can explain. An enemy of God. Paragraphs 4 and 5, question A. Who spoke to Eve through a snake in the Garden of Eden? Question B. How can a person who is honest become a thief? The Bible tells us that God has an enemy who is called devil and Satan. Satan used a snake to speak to Eve in the Garden of Eden. Revelation 12:9. He made it look as though the snake was talking.
And note 7. Satan the devil. Satan is the angel who started the rebellion against God. He is called Satan, which means resister, because he fights against Jehovah. He is also called devil, which means slanderer. This name was given to him because he tells lies about God and deceives people. End of endnote.
So, did God create Satan the devil? No. An angel who had been in heaven when God prepared the earth for Adam and Eve changed and became the devil. How was that possible? Well, how does an honest person change and become a thief? He was not born a thief, but he desires or wants something that doesn't belong to him. He keeps thinking about it, and his wrong desire becomes stronger. Then, when he gets a chance, he steals it. He has turned himself into a thief. James 1:13-15 reads, When under trial, let no one say, I am being tried by God. For with evil things God cannot be tried, nor does he himself try anyone. But each one is tried by being drawn out and enticed by his own desire. Then the desire, when it has become fertile, gives birth to sin. In turn, sin, when it has been carried out, brings forth death.
End note 8. Angels. Jehovah created the angels long before he created the earth. They were created to live in heaven. There are more than 100 million angels. They have names and different personalities. And loyal angels humbly refuse to be worshipped by humans. They have different ranks, and are assigned a variety of work. Some of this work includes serving before Jehovah's throne, delivering his messages, protecting and guiding his servants on earth, carrying out his judgments, and supporting the preaching work. In the future, they will fight alongside Jesus in the War of Armageddon. End of endnote.
Paragraph 6. Question. How did an angel become an enemy of God? This is what happened to that angel. After Jehovah created Adam and Eve, he told them to have children and fill the earth. Genesis 1, 27 and 28. That angel may have thought, all those people could worship me instead of Jehovah. The more he thought about it, the more he desired what belongs to Jehovah. That angel wanted people to worship him. So he lied to Eve and misled her. Genesis 3, 1 through 5 reads, Now the serpent was the most cautious of all the wild animals of the field that Jehovah God had made. So it said to the woman, Did God really say that you must not eat from every tree of the garden? At this the woman said to the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But God has said about the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, You must not eat from it. No, you must not touch it. Otherwise you will die. At this the serpent said to the woman, You certainly will not die. For God knows that in the very day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and bad. By doing that, he became Satan the devil, an enemy of God. Paragraph 7, Question A, Why did Adam and Eve die? Question B, Why do we grow old and die? Adam and Eve disobeyed God and ate the fruit. They sinned against Jehovah, and in time they died, just as Jehovah had said they would. Adam and Eve's children were sinners, so they died. Romans 5:12 reads, That is why, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men, because they had all sinned. To help us understand why Adam and Eve's children were also sinners, consider this example. Imagine baking a loaf of bread in a pan that has a dent. The bread will have the same dent as the pan. When Adam disobeyed God, Adam became a sinner. Because we are Adam's children, all of us are sinners, or have the same dent as he did. And because we are all sinners, we grow old and die.
End note 9. Sin. Anything that we feel, think, or do that is against Jehovah or His will is sin. Because sin damages our relationship with God, He has given us laws and principles that help us to avoid intentional sin. In the beginning, Jehovah created everything perfect, but when Adam and Eve chose to disobey Jehovah, they sinned and were no longer perfect. They grew old and died, and because we inherited sin from Adam, we too grow old and die. End of endnote.
Paragraphs 8 and 9, Question A, What did Satan want Adam and Eve to believe? Question B, Why did Jehovah not kill the rebels immediately? Satan started a rebellion against Jehovah when he influenced Adam and Eve to disobey God. He wanted Adam and Eve to believe that Jehovah is a liar, a bad ruler who didn't want the best for them. Satan was saying that humans don't need God to tell them what to do, and that Adam and Eve should decide for themselves what was right and wrong. So, what would Jehovah do? He could have killed the rebels and ended the rebellion. But would that have proved that Satan is a liar? No, it wouldn't. Thus, Jehovah didn't kill the rebels immediately. Instead, he allowed time for humans to rule themselves. This would make it clear that Satan is a liar and that Jehovah knows what is best for humans. We will learn more about that in chapter 11. But what do you think about Adam and Eve's decision? Was it right for them to believe Satan and disobey God? Jehovah had given Adam and Eve everything they had. He gave them perfect life, a beautiful place to live, and work that they enjoyed. But Satan had never done anything good for them. If you had been there, what would you have done? Paragraph 10. Question. What important choice does each of us have? Today, each of us has a similar choice to make, and our life depends on that choice. We can choose to obey Jehovah as our ruler and help prove that Satan is a liar. Or we can choose Satan as our ruler. Proverbs 27:11 reads, "Be wise, my son, and make my heart rejoice, so that I can make a reply to him who taunts me." Very few people in this world obey God. In fact, he is not the ruler of the world. But if God isn't, who is? Who rules the world? Paragraphs 11 and 12, question A. What do we learn from Satan's offer to Jesus? Question B. What scriptures show that Satan rules the world? Jesus knew who really rules the world. On one occasion, Satan showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. Then Satan promised Jesus, "All these things I will give you, if you fall or bow down and do an act of worship to me." Matthew 4:8-9. Ask yourself, if those kingdoms didn't belong to Satan, could he have offered them to Jesus? No. All governments belong to Satan. You may wonder, how could Satan be the ruler of the world? Isn't Jehovah the Almighty God who created the universe? Yes, he is, but Jesus clearly called Satan the ruler of this world. John 12:31 and 16:11. The Apostle Paul called Satan the devil the god of this system of things. 2 Corinthians 4:3-4. And the Apostle John wrote that the whole world is lying in the power of the wicked one. 1 John 5:19. How will Satan's world be destroyed? Paragraph 13. Question. Why do we need a new world? This world is becoming more and more dangerous. We see wars, corruption, hypocrisy, and violence all around us. Humans cannot get rid of all these problems, no matter how hard they try. But God will soon destroy this wicked world during his war of Armageddon, and he will replace it with a righteous new world.
End note 10. Armageddon. This is God's war to destroy Satan's world and all wickedness. End of end note.
Paragraph 14. Question. Whom has God chosen to be king of his kingdom? What did the Bible foretell about Jesus? Jehovah chose Jesus Christ to be the king of his heavenly government or kingdom. Thousands of years ago, the Bible foretold that Jesus would rule as Prince of Peace and that his government would never end. Isaiah 9:6-7. Jesus taught his followers to pray for this government when he said, "Let your kingdom come. Let your will take place, as in heaven, also on earth." Matthew 6:10. In chapter 8, we will learn how God's kingdom will replace the world's governments. Daniel 2:44 reads, "In the days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed. And this kingdom will not be passed on to any other people. It will crush and put an end to all these kingdoms, and it alone will stand forever." Then God's kingdom will make the earth into a beautiful paradise.
And note 11. God's kingdom. God's kingdom is a government that Jehovah has set up in heaven. Jesus Christ is ruling as its king. In the future, Jehovah will use the kingdom to remove all wickedness. God's kingdom will rule over the earth. End of endnote.
A new world is near. Paragraph 15. Question. What is the new earth? The Bible promises, there are new heavens and a new earth that we are awaiting, and in these righteousness is to dwell. 2 Peter 3:13. Sometimes when the Bible talks about the earth, it's talking about the people who live on the earth. So the righteous new earth refers to all the people who obey God and are blessed by Him. Paragraph 16. Question. What wonderful gift will God give to those who live in His new world? And what must we do to receive this gift? Jesus promised that those who live in God's new world will be given everlasting life. What must we do to receive this gift? Please read John 3:16 and 17:3 to find the answer. John 3:16 reads, "For God loved the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son, so that everyone exercising faith in Him might not be destroyed, but have everlasting life." John 17:3 reads, "This means everlasting life. They're coming to know You, the only true God, and the One whom You sent, Jesus Christ." Let us now see what the Bible says life will be like in the earthly paradise. Paragraphs 17 and 18. Question. How do we know that there will be peace everywhere on the earth and that we will feel secure? Wickedness, war, crime, and violence will be gone. There will not be any wicked people left on earth. God will bring an end to wars throughout the earth. Psalm 46:9. The earth will be full of people who love God and are obedient to Him. There will be peace forever. Jehovah's people will feel secure. In Bible times, when the Israelites obeyed God, they were safe because He protected them. In the paradise, we will not be afraid of anything or anybody. We will always feel secure. Isaiah 32:18 reads, "My people will dwell in a peaceful abiding place, in secure dwellings, and in tranquil resting places." Micah 4:4 reads, "They will sit, each one under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one will make them afraid, for the mouth of Jehovah of armies has spoken." Paragraph 19. Question. Why can we be sure that there will be plenty of food in God's new world? There will be plenty of food. There will be an abundance of grain on the earth. On the top of the mountains it will overflow. Psalm 72:16. Jehovah, our God, will bless us, and the earth will give its produce. Psalm 67:6. Paragraph 20. Question. How do we know that the earth will become a paradise? The whole earth will become a paradise. People will have beautiful houses and gardens. Isaiah 65:21 through 24 reads, "They will build houses and live in them, and they will plant vineyards and eat their fruitage. They will not build for someone else to inhabit, nor will they plant for others to eat. For the days of my people will be like the days of a tree, and the work of their hands my chosen ones will enjoy to the full. They will not toil for nothing, nor will they bear children for distress, because they are the offspring made up of those blessed by Jehovah, and their descendants with them. Even before they call out, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. Revelation 11:18 reads, But the nations became wrathful, and your own wrath came, and the appointed time came for the dead to be judged, and to reward your slaves the prophets, and the holy ones, and those fearing your name, the small and the great, and to bring to ruin those ruining the earth. The whole earth will be as beautiful as the Garden of Eden was. Jehovah will always give us everything that we need. The Bible says about him, You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Psalm 145:16. Paragraph 21. Question. How do we know that there will be peace between humans and animals? There will be peace between humans and animals. Animals will not harm humans anymore. Little children will feel safe, even around animals that are dangerous to us today. Isaiah 11:6-9 reads, The wolf will reside for a while with the lamb, and with the young goat the leopard will lie down, and the calf and the lion and the fattened animal will all be together, and a little boy will lead them. The cow and the bear will feed together, and their young will lie down together. The lion will eat straw, like the bull. The nursing child will play over the lair of a cobra, and a weaned child will put his hand over the den of a poisonous snake. They will not cause any harm or any ruin in all my holy mountain, because the earth will certainly be filled with the knowledge of Jehovah as the waters cover the sea. Isaiah 65:25 reads, The wolf and the lamb will feed together. The lion will eat straw, just like the bull, and the serpent's food will be dust. They will do no harm nor cause any ruin in all my holy mountain, says Jehovah. Paragraph 22. Question. What will Jesus do for those who are sick? No one will be sick. When Jesus was on earth, he healed many people. But as King of God's kingdom, Jesus will heal everyone. No one will ever say, I am sick. Isaiah 33:24. Paragraph 23. Question. What will God do for those who have died? The dead will live again. God promises that he will resurrect millions of people who have died. There is going to be a resurrection of both the righteous and the unrighteous. Acts 24:15. John 5:28-29 reads, Do not be amazed at this, for the hour is coming in which all those in the memorial tombs will hear his voice and come out. Those who did good things to a resurrection of life, and those who practiced vile things to a resurrection of judgment. Paragraph 24. Question. How do you feel about living in paradise? We all have a choice. We can choose to learn about Jehovah and serve him, or we can just do what we want to do. If we choose to serve Jehovah, we can have a wonderful future. When a man asked Jesus to remember him after he died, Jesus promised him, You will be with me in paradise. Luke 23:43. Let us learn more about Jesus Christ and how he will make God's wonderful promises come true. Summary. Truth 1. God created us for a purpose. The righteous will possess the earth, and they will live forever on it. Psalm 37:29. What is God's purpose for humans? Genesis 1:28. God wanted families to make the earth a paradise and to look after the animals. Isaiah 46:9-11 and 55:11. God will do what he has purposed, and nothing will stop him. Truth 2. Why life is difficult. The whole world is lying in the power of the wicked one. 1 John 5:19. Who rules the world? John 12:31. Jesus called Satan the ruler of the world. James 1:13-15. Satan wanted what did not belong to him. Genesis 2:17 and 3:1-6. Satan misled Eve, Adam and Eve disobeyed God, and later Adam and Eve both died. Romans 3:23 and 5:12. We die because we inherited sin from Adam. 2 Corinthians 4:3-4. Satan misleads people. Truth 3. God's kingdom will solve the problem. Let your kingdom come. Let your will take place on earth. Matthew 6:10. What will Jehovah do? Daniel 2:44. God's government will replace all the world's governments. Revelation 16:14-16. God will destroy this wicked world at Armageddon. Isaiah 9:6-7. Jehovah has chosen Jesus to be the king of his heavenly government. Jesus will rule over the earth. Truth 4. God's kingdom will make the earth a paradise. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Psalm 145:16. What will God's kingdom do for us? Psalm 46:9. War, crime, and violence will be gone. Isaiah 32:18 and 65:21-24. In the new world, all will have beautiful houses and gardens and will live in peace. Psalm 72:16. There will be plenty of food. Isaiah 11:6-9. There will be peace between humans and animals. Isaiah 33:24 and Acts 24:15. No one will be sick, and the dead will live again.